30, there's not much light left. The ideal thing would be maybe right near the end of the respiratory, it'd just give you a big panoramic sweep coming in through there. How would that be, over?
Roger, that sounds good to us, 10-1. Understand that you would like to skip the regular TV at 1 Cinnick 2620 and then schedule it in at the end of the rest period, over.
Yeah, that's right. By the time we do that, you uplink as the state vector, John does an IMU, and we come around and do one more rev of landmark tracking. It's pretty crowded, plus I don't think we'd have too much to show you. We got to get squared away for the landmark tracking again, but the way that the sun is now, out on that the Maria area there and everything, it is really beautiful, and I think it'd be lots better if you could figure out an angle where we could get high gain and we could be looking backwards as we progress forwards, look back, kind of show you the whole zone, or we could go forward so we could get a high gain angle during our rest period. We could take about 15 to 20 minutes in there and without any problem and show it to you, over.
Roger, 10, we can come up with that for you. Do you want us to schedule this at the beginning of the rest period or right at the end, Tom?
Stand by, Charlie.
It looks like to me, 10, it looks like to me the best time would probably be at the end of the rest period. If you begin your rest period, you're already in darkness, starting rev 28. We could probably do it at the end of your rest period, or at about 1:31:30 or thereabouts. Over.
Yeah, we're just looking ahead here, and this looks real good, then, Charlie. But in other words, when we come around at about 1:31, say 30 or so, give us the angles, and we've got some beautiful panoramic views. If we could be looking out obliquely ahead down at about 15 to 20 degrees and looking ahead with the sun to our back there, you should get a fantastic view of the whole Maria area. It's really beautiful, and we could show that on TV. At least so far the colors have been coming through good. Show you what we mean by color up here, over.
Roger, would you like to combine it with the oblique strip photography of landing site 3, over?
Yeah, that'd be okay. It'd be fine.
Roger, I think we're pretty well squared away on that, Tom. We'll look at it for a little bit longer, and we can come up with an attitude for high gain and TV and allow you to get your oblique strip in there, and we'll have it for you in a little while, over.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, Tom, we got a little critique on your Rev 25 tracking for John. On site 130, it appeared that he started about 50 seconds early. The spacing was good, but the geometry was not quite as good as we'd like it. If we could move that up 50 seconds, we'd appreciate it. Go ahead, John.
No, John, we're listening for you. John's busy. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. The spacing was real good on the marks, but the geometry wasn't quite as good as they liked it. So they just wanted to pass on that remark. On F1, the mark spacing was excellent. And we started right on time, but we only got four marks recorded, and it appeared that we were in standby. Roger, it appeared that on F1 that we initially were just in attitude hole, and we ran out of trunnion before we got all the marks in, but the spacing was real good, over.
Yeah, Okay. Okay, we started Houston, we started the marks on 1:30, right on the time that we thought, right on the time sync that you passed up to us. Over.
Standby one. Houston, experts here were saying that the T2 time, the mark should be started about 30 to 40 seconds after the T2 time. Over.
Okay, all righty. We'll start up 30 to 40 seconds after T2.
Roger. And Tom, we're going to have Goldstone up for you on the TV at about 1:32. And we'll have the 210 dish, and it looks like we're going to be in good shape for the obliques and the TV. And we'll get all the info up to you next rev. Over.
Okay, sounds real great, Charlie. Thank you.
Roger. And we got 10 minutes to LOS. We'll see you next rev at 126.02. And we're looking good going over the hill. The fuel cell, everything's looking good. Over.
Okay, real fine. And thanks a lot, Charlie. Houston, now this is 10 on that TV pass and like the obliques. If we could get into some attitude, or he wouldn't have to be upside down, like maybe we'd be yawed right or pitched and looking out the side window. Over.
Roger, stand by on that one, Tom. Over.
Okay.
Hello, 10, Houston, we have your request, and we'll work it out on the backside, and we'll have it for you next AOS. Over.
Okay, real fine, Charlie, and thanks a lot. Looks like the old orbit here is being torqued around just like predicted. Apogee's getting higher and perigee's getting lower. Over.
Yeah, well, Fido's have been showing me what the potential does to you guys, and it's a really weird looking thing there. It's as predicted, though. I guess our model. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, we've been noticing, we expected it, but right there we're at a 67.3 by 54.7. Looks like total energy is conserved, but it's really changing the upside there. Over.
Roger, that's just about what we have you in. We agree with all those comments. Over.
Roger.
Hello, 10, Houston, 2 minutes to LOS. You're looking great going over the hill. Over.
Okay, Charlie, thanks a lot.
This is Apollo Control at 125 hours, 16 minutes. We've lost the signal from Apollo 10. We're showing an orbit here now of 67.3 by 54.4 nautical miles. The previous revolution we were reading 67.1 by 54.7. This was a busy pass as far as the crew was concerned, doing a lot of landmark tracking. We updated the crew on times and attitudes for control points and landmarks in upcoming revolutions. And as you heard the discussion, the regularly scheduled TV pass, which had been scheduled for an elapsed time of 126 hours and 20 minutes, has been scrubbed. And in its place will be a television pass beginning at Goldstone Acquisition at 132 hours. At that time, we'll be in revolution number 29. We have acquisition again of Apollo 10 at 126 hours, 2 minutes, 51 seconds. This is Mission Control, Houston.